The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents. The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matthew Heller, Ben McClure, and Jason Miller. Episode 19.
When we last left our heroes, the fruit freighter that Princess Amanda and Percy Aquavelvet had stowed away on was being overrun by vicious cutthroats and pirates.
Oh, not again! Is there no end to our woes and hardships?
It looks like the battle's all over, Princess. The crew is no match for the pirates. Maybe we should get back down below before someone sees us.
Wait! I want to hear this!
Egbert! Is the ship secure?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dogwood, sir. We have complete mastery of this vessel.
Excellent! Now we can put it to our own fiendish uses.
Oh, but the things to Floodland! I know those men! They were among those I had to contend with in the Bay of Floodland!
I remember them, too. That Dogwood character led an attack on the Cooked Goose, but we managed to drive them off.
Reynolds has put me in charge of this freighter. We shall make for Woolahoo and pick up the special shipment that awaits us there.
Oh, they mustn't discover us here, Percy. If we're recognized, there's no telling what they'll do to us.
Don't worry, Princess. What would those pirates want with all this fruit? I'm sure we're safe down here.
Oh, Egbert, send some men downstairs to the cargo hold to stump out all the fruit we're carrying. We'll be able to go faster that way.
Shoot!
Oh, they're coming, Percy. Quickly, we have to get out of here.
There's only one possibility, Princess. Quickly, to the porthole.
Okay, Percy. I'm ready when you are.
All right, let's go.
Banzai!
Meanwhile, locked away in a prison cell on the back of the constabulary of the trading colony of Woolahoo, two of Percy Aquavelvet's former crewmates familiarize themselves with their new accommodations.
Well, I guess we know that lies about Captain Strong have definitely spread this far.
Oh, fat lot of good knowing that does us, though, locked away in this dusty, fusty, musty prison cell as we are.
Actually, this cell might not be so bad if we tidied it up a bit. If only we had some privacy. That other prisoner there, the one sleeping on the cot, he scares me. He could be a murderer, or a petty thief, or a slave driver.
Don't worry, Greta. I'm right by your side. I'll protect you.
Oh, Stickerbrain, you make me feel so safe and secure.
I have to admit, Greta, that if I had to be locked away with anyone from the ship, you'd be my first choice.
There are words we have never spoken, Stickerbrain, and feelings we have kept buried away. Perhaps now is the time to speak them out.
I hate to interrupt this touching scene.
Cavendish, Portly, what are you two doing here?
We've just come to say goodbye, Stickerbrain. The Ocean Rover is shipping out in an hour. We're going after Captain Strong.
Our lookout spotted the Cooked Goose lurking in at a discreet distance off the Woolahoo coast, behind the Great Reef. And now we're going to bring that vile polluter of the sanctity of our waters to justice.
No, you guys don't stand a chance. Captain Strong is a scourge of the high seas, not some penny-ante sailor boy. You'll have the Cooked Goose dancing the cha-cha around you like a duck who's had too much tequila.
Around one ship, maybe. Around two, possibly. But three? I seriously doubt it.
Three?
That's right. We hired a couple of mercenary ships to go with us, the Manta of Death and the Creole Prawn. Three ships versus your Captain Strong. Still so confident about your chances?
But Captain Strong is innocent. He's been framed. King Goober is the real villain. Him and that imposter on the throne of Floodland.
Don't save it for the lynching, lady. It won't help you to blame King Goober or Queen Amanda. After all that they've done for us.
Done for us?
Sure. King Goober is the one trying to unite all the provinces and kingdoms into one mighty union. And Queen Amanda was the first to sign on.
What? Did you say?
Jeez, yeah. You guys ought to pay more attention to local politics.
Fuck! I was once like you two, defending King Goober, trusting him, honoring him. But no more! I've seen his deeds. I've seen the pain he's put my precious Princess Amanda through. I have looked into the face of evil, Cavendish, and his name is Goober!
Just dig yourself deeper and deeper, lady.
Enjoy the peace and quiet while you can, traitors. It's going to be pretty crowded around here soon. Come on, Portly.
Cowards! You're the traitors! Hired mercenaries! Cowards!
It's looks like Captain Strong has got his work cut out for him.
What? You? How long have you been awake?
Oh, long enough to know that the good captain has got himself into quite a pickle this time. It'll probably take all his cunning to survive this one. But then he's always been good at that. Surviving.
You know Captain Strong?
No, Captain Strong. Oh, I know Captain Strong. I know him real well.
Meanwhile, on the Cook Goose.
The first officer's question is a tricky one, Ambler. I've lost two in as many months. Percy Aquavelvet was fed to sharks by Sally Riley. And before that, First Mate Lavender went down with the rest of the palindrome crew.
Leadership was one of the aspects of royalty that I had trouble coming to grips with, Captain. I've admired you for your ability to handle the situations being scourge of the high seas has thrown at you.
I've made mistakes, though. Trusting Sally Riley cost Percy his life.
Sally Riley fooled a lot of people, Captain. She still is.
None of them had seen the real Amanda only weeks before, though, Gordon. No, say what you like, but I should have...
Captain Strong! You asked me to remind you when it was 3:00.
So I did, Randy. And is it?
3:30, actually. Sorry.
Well, I guess you can cross Randy's name off the list of candidates, I think.
Huh?
Never mind. Prancer, man the wheel. Men, hoist the sails. It's time to shift positions again.
I'll get the jigging, sir.
Captain, Prince, off the starboard bow. I think I see something.
What have you got there, Mr. Prancer?
There, coming around that reef.
Look, sir, ships.
Mercenaries, being led by the Ocean Rover. That's Captain Gherkin's ship.
Someone you can talk to?
Not really. Any excuse for a fight. You know the type.
Too well.
What now, Captain? Evasive maneuvers? I know some pretty tricky ones.
Unfortunately, Mr. Prancer has not actually used them for nearly 14 years now, Captain.
Maybe they'll confuse our enemies to that by their very antiquity. Carry on, Mr. Prancer. The rest of you, man the cannons. This could be a full-scale battle we've got on our hands.
What? I don't know, sir.
What? Are you questioning my orders, Mr. Dextro?
Well, running away is one thing, but to fire on one of our own ships...
There's no time for this. Look, Mr. Dextro, I know you and some of the others once served King Ghiba, but that was then and this is now. You are a crewman on my ship, and if I can't rely on you to follow orders, I'll have no choice but to send you to the brig.
Ooh, backing off.
On left, everyone!
Oh! Hold her steady, Mr. Prancer!
Randy, the jiggings, they've come loose.
Oh, sorry, sir. I was so entranced by the political drama going on with the crew that I forgot about the bigger picture.
Still missing for the forest for the trees, eh, Randy? Get to it.
Aye, sir. Got it. Now to storm down.
Hard right. Randy!
He's been thrown overboard.
Has Captain Strong lost yet another crew member to the merciless seas? Find out in the next politically relevant episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey, Jude.
Jude, 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 Jude.
Na, 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 na,